cannot predict anything. Anything. Anything.
Hang in there. 100% purple.
I'm not moving.
Roll up here and let's go and do this.
Polly is more resilient than me.
Any woman is more resilient than you, bro.
It's all around Australia. There's some new rules this year, and there's a host. He joins us. His name's Bo Ryan. How are you doing this morning, Bo?
Good, guys. Not much sleep, but I'm still alive.
I can imagine. Now, you're back on board for a second year. Now, this is really tough for these teams because you kind of are put in these really high-pressure situations. Are we going to see any teams pushed to breaking point, Bo?
100%. 100% we are. Australia is beautiful. Let's get real. Australia is beautiful. The escarpment, the people, the coffee, in that order. But it is brutal. It's hot. It is sticky. It is humid. We have deadly animals everywhere. And you got to remember, quarantine sorts you out. So we did the 2 weeks before we started. So a few of the teams were broken before we got going.
Oh, me for included. Sure.
But we do. We see plenty of tears. There's plenty of drama this year. We're away for September, October, November. We're away for a long time. Because of border closures and that, the show went very long. And, there's a lot of people to break.
There seems to be a lot in this year. Like, I'm just looking at one couple that we saw last night, Chris and Alicia, the princess. I feel like there are a lot of girls in the competition that might not be able to handle it as much.
Yeah, it's not just the girls, man. I mean, the girls, you're only as strong as your weakest link. And as you saw last night, physically it was okay.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of things that really just come down to luck. Like literally finding a needle in a haystack with those tongs in the sugar cane. So It can become frustrating, and it's only natural to blame your partner. That's what my wife loves to do. we create divides, we create drama, but it gets better, man. As soon as we start throwing in U-turns and these intersections where teams have to work together, they may not like the people they work with, that's when you get yourself some good TV. So, I can't wait.
I feel like the same thing happens on radio between Harry and I. That's why people listen, because they want to hear the juice. They want to hear the goss, right?
Yeah, well, it's only natural. Look, if you're not arguing and bickering and bantering 24/7, then are you even friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, very true. Hey, you said you were filming last year from September to November. You've obviously travelled all around the country. Last night's episode kicked off in North Queensland in Mossman and the Daintree. Where's your favourite place that you went filming? Because you're right, there's so many fascinating places around Australia, and it's a great way for people watching to see the country.
Yeah.
Where was your favourite place?
It is. And before I answer that, look, people say, oh, first thing you do is when you have a holiday pre-COVID, you book, we go overseas, we go to Bali, Thailand and that. But now, obviously, our hands are literally tied by the government and the man upstairs. So I've travelled a lot in Australia now, post the show as well. I've taken my kids around in a van as soon as we got back. I did like Tasmania. I've never been there before.
Yep.
And I'm a big fan of Tasmania. It really opened my eyes. But the middle of our country, whether it's Western New South Wales or outback Uluru, as you're about to see, Alice Springs is next level. The real Australia. It is. It's hot, but it's not too hot. It's comfortable. There's not humidity there, and humidity and me don't get on great.
Yes.
the middle of our country. I don't know. I said this the other day at Channel 10. If you haven't been there, do yourselves a favour at some stage. People traditionally think it's, the elderly go there, they get their vans and that, and they go in there. No. You go there, you take your kids there, there's animals everywhere. It's hot, but you can tolerate it. The people are good. And like I said, the coffee's good. And we did a hot air balloon, and you'll see over the next few episodes the hot air balloon. One goes down. Sky, looking over the escarpment and spotting animals and looking at Uluru, man, you cannot, it is a money can't buy experience, even though you can buy it, but it's just wonderful.
Yeah. So we've got to ask.
If you've got enough money, the average person can't.
We've got to ask, does the Hunter Valley make an appearance at all in the Amazing Race?
Sure does. And we had to hit, ideally we would have liked to hit Newcastle and around there, but again, you got to remember there was things flaring up left, right, and centre. I can't remember if Newcastle was COVID-free or they had a scare, but something was happening then. But we literally flew from somewhere when we come back into New South Wales. And I remember we landed at about, really late. And we got in a car and we drove somewhere. And then we got a 4 a.m. call to Hunter Valley shot an app there, which is wonderful. We went out
that's
there
good to
the,
hear, because that's where we are.
Yeah, well, of course. We went up there to, I think, the Lisa McGuigan took us around the wineries, but we shot an episode there in the, it was in the gardens. They've got the gardens there. Yeah.
The Hunter Valley Gardens are amazing.
Oh, my God. It was like we were in Disneyland. It was wonderful, but again, confusing, especially if you don't know where you're going. And I remember we packed up the episode and everyone left. And I was lost in there. And this goes to show the enormity of the show. I was lost in there for about an hour and a half. And obviously the show can't start without me. And then we head from there to the Blue Mountains. But, wonderful. You got to go there. And the wine's good too.
Oh, that's a good reason to get down there, isn't it? Ryan, host of The Amazing Race. It kicks off again tonight on Wynn at 7:30. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, mate. And we can't wait to watch you on the TV screens tonight.
Thank you. And before the, I'll relive what happened in the Hunter over the next few days, and we'll have a chat when we go back to air down there, because it's wonderful, and our teams are broken there, and I'm a bit cross-eyed, so it's good.
Brilliant. Good. Thanks, Bo.
Thanks, Bo.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.